Thunder's Mouth Theatre presents Am I Old Yet? If you're new to the podcast, welcome. But if you've been listening for a while, I have a favour to ask of you. Please spread the word. Just tell your friends, anybody that you think might be interested. It really is the only way we can grow our audiences, by word of mouth. Thank you so much. This is episode 5 of season 9, in which Helen tries to talk some sense into Hera and Zeus, the queen and king of the Greek gods, over coffee and cake. And someone, apparently, has a taste for bagels. You're sure you've had enough? I can make more coffee if you like.
Oh, not at all, Helen. Thank you so much. That was delicious.
But I would like...
We would like to talk to you now, please. Sit with us. We will help you clear up in a little while. Isn't that right, my darling?
What? Oh, of course. Yes, we must talk.
All right. Here I am, sitting quietly. What do you want to talk about?
It's about the superpowers.
Yes, it's about the superpowers.
Oh, okay. What about them? Can you take them away from me? Can you just do the things yourself? Change the climate back to normal? Fix the weather?
No, we can't fix anything ourselves.
Oh, now hold on a minute. Let me get this straight. You can't take my powers away, and you don't have superpowers yourself?
Oh, we do have superpowers, but not those ones. We cannot alter the weather. We cannot take away the carbon from the atmosphere.
Well, that's a pity, because neither can I. All I can do, as far as I can make out, is mess with the lives of the people who are making it worse.
Indeed.
And that is why we are here. You have to stop.
What? I'm sorry, what did you say?
You have to stop interfering with what other people are doing.
Why?
Because.
But why because?
Because I...
Don't you dare say because I say so. That's just lazy.
But that's what I told him. He never listens.
Look, okay. Let's all just breathe out, okay? Okay?
Do as she says, my love. Breathe out. Look, I'm doing it. Not like that. Do it properly. Oh, it feels so good.
Really? What is wrong with you? I'm not going to breathe out. It's not normal. You don't breathe out. You breathe in. That is the proper way to do it.
Rubbish. You're so stuck in your ways. No
Excuse
sense of
me?
Adventure.
Excuse me?
I'm the most adventurous god of all time. You sit at home in the kitchen doing your cooking.
To keep you from starving. Oh, you are so ungrateful.
Huh? That's enough. Stop. Stop right there. Wow. What is wrong with you people?
No, people.
Oh, really? Really? Well, believe me, you are behaving just like people, ordinary, stupid people who don't listen to each other, who are selfish and thoughtless and
immature.
And immature, yes, thank you. So just stop. Tell me, for goodness sake, why are you here? What do you want from me? Well?
Go on.
You tell her.
What? I don't know what you want to say to her.
Jenny. Harry?
What is it, Nana?
Oh, Harry, darling, I was just wondering. Do you know if they have fixed the lift yet?
Oh, sorry, Nana. Did you want to go out? I can take you downstairs if you want.
Oh, no, I don't want you to do that, Harry. We don't need to. It's just...
I don't mind. We can take it slowly.
Oh, no, darling, no. It's not necessary. I was just wondering how Mina is managing. If she managed to get into a shelter yet, you know, the homeless lady on Revenue Road by the bus stop. And I wanted to give her this old coat of mine. I'm never going to wear it again.
Well, I'll take it down to her, if you like.
Oh, would you? I'd be so grateful.
And if she's not there, I'll drop the coat round to the shelter. Or would you rather I bring it back?
Oh, no, that would be fine. Someone will make use of it, I'm sure. Okay. All right, settle down. Thank you, Hera. Thanks for being helpful. Now then, let's try something different. Zeus? Zeus?
What?
Now, Zeus, that's not a very nice way to speak. You don't get to speak to me like that. I am trying to help you, if I can, but I can't help you if you're going to be rude. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you understand? I need a clear yes or no.
Yes.
Pardon? I didn't quite hear that.
Yes.
Right then. No need to shout.
Sorry.
That's better. Now then, I understand that you don't approve of my having superpowers.
Oh, no, that's not a...
Now, just a moment. I'm speaking here. Do not interrupt.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. So, as I was saying, you don't want me to use my superpowers to try to save humanity from destroying itself. But you won't do anything yourself to help, is that correct?
I don't care if you have superpowers or not.
Now, that's not what I said. Please, stay focused. Listen carefully.
Good luck with that.
And that's enough cheek from you, young lady. So tell me, please, pretty please, explain to me exactly what is the problem. Do you want all mortals to become extinct? Is that what this is about? You want the planet back to yourself.
No, not at all. I like mortals. I love mortals.
You can say that again.
Hera, I'm warning you.
Sorry.
I don't want you to be extinct. But interfering with the natural order of things is dangerous. It only leads to unintended consequences and makes it worse.
I know that, which is why I'm trying to find a way to be better prepared, to minimize the danger. And you could help me to do that, couldn't you?
No, it's just not possible.
Why? Why is it not possible?
Oh, because we know that the more we interfere with mortals and the way the mortals live, the more we lose our own powers. We have learned that if we want to continue to enjoy our way of life, we have to stay away from you. Hermes, Demeter, Artemis have interfered with you, with your life, by giving you these powers. And that will make it harder for us.
You didn't tell me that.
I don't tell you everything, my love.
I know, idiot.
Don't call me that.
Don't start up again.
Sorry.
So what powers have you been losing lately?
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but it could.
Oh, I get it. Oh, okay then. All right. Now here's the deal. I'm going to think about this, and I'll let you know. That's my decision. And it's final. Now, do you want more coffee? Lemon drizzle cake?
Or did you make it yourself?
No, I bought it. Do you want some? Yes or no?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Gran, I'm here. Susie, darling, come on through. We've got visitors. Morning, Gran.
Coffee?
That would be lovely. What time is it?
Around 9, I think. Did you sleep okay?
Must have done, because here I am, all awake now.
Okay. Well, your friends have gone out to see if they can find some bagels.
Lovely. That's kind of
them. I thought so. They seem very nice.
Oh, yes. Nice. Very nice.
But, Gran...
But, Susie?
Well, I didn't exactly buy that whole business about... friends from out of town, Hugh and Laura. Those names don't seem to fit them. Know what I mean?
You're too sharp for your own good. Well, I'm glad you didn't say anything in front of them. They don't particularly want anyone to know who they really are.
Anything to do with Hermes and the rest? Oh, come on, Gran. You might as well tell me. I'll find out one way or another.
I'm sure you will. Okay. So... promise not to freak out, okay?
Promise.
Zeus and Hera.
What? Zeus and Hera? Zeus and... What? Zeus and Hera? The actual king and queen of the gods? Oh, my lord. I mean, oh, my goodness. I mean, oh, jeepers creepers. What on earth am I saying? Zeus and Hera.
And
really?
There you were promising not to freak out.
But why? I mean, why are they here? In your house? Does Mum know? Did she freak out? I bet she totally freaked out. Totally.
No, she doesn't know. Nobody does. Only me and now you. So settle down. They'll be back any minute.
Oh, but...
I mean it, Susie. You've got to behave normally, as you did last night. They are just a nice elderly couple who are visiting me from out of town.
Out of town?
Yes, way out of town.
Mount Olympus, way out of town.
So, the king and queen of the Greek gods of antiquity just dropped by for coffee and cake, and now they're wandering about South London looking for a bagel shop.
I know, bizarre, isn't it?
But they'll be back any minute, and we don't want to upset them, do we?
Hello!
We're back! We've got bagels!
Lovely! Well done! Come on through. Coffee's nearly ready.
Good morning!
Yes, good morning. Here you are. I hope
you
are not...
Gosh, this is very generous of you. Thank you!
Helen, may I ask you something?
Of course.
Did you know that there are people who live outside, on the street. They stay there all the time.
Oh, yes, it's sad, isn't it? Quite shocking, really.
That's what I thought. Shocking. And I wonder...
Hera, come and sit with me. Don't keep bothering
Helen. What do you mean, bothering her? I was just asking her a question.
That's what I mean, bothering her.
You are bothering me. You know that? You really bother me a lot.
Well, frankly, Mom, nothing much surprises me anymore. First you meet Demeter, the goddess of the harvest in the coffee shop, and then Artemis, goddess of the hunt in the woods, and then her brother Hermes is a dog and he's not a dog, and you get to set up a parliamentary committee to address the problems of waste disposal affecting climate change. And then you get that horrible politician sacked, the one who tried to ruin it all.
Uh-huh. And your point is?
Well, of course, Zeus and Hera, king and queen of the Greek gods, are going to turn up on your doorstep, stay overnight, and then bring you bagels for breakfast. What's so surprising about that?
Oh, good. You know, you're taking this a lot better than your daughter did.
Did she freak out?
She went ballistic.
But she's all right.
Oh, yes, she's fine. She's sitting with them now, exchanging thoughts about the Parthenon marbles, whether they should go back to Greece or not.
Aren't they in favour?
Well, Hera's not too keen. Apparently she didn't approve of the temple being built in the first place. She's not too fond of all her stepchildren.
Oh, that's a shame.
You should tell her.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it.
Of course you wouldn't. So what's going on with Susie and Charlie? What happened up there in the Lake District that I didn't notice? I thought they were getting on fine.
Me too. But she suddenly decided she wanted to come back to London on her own. Charlie was pretty upset. He didn't say anything, but I could tell. So I'm afraid I have no idea what came over.
Okay. Well, I'll see what I can tease out of her when these two have gone.
They're not staying. And do you know why they came in the first place?
Well, they want me to stop, as they put it, interfering with the natural course of things.
And will you?
Oh, I'm going to think about it.
And what happens if you don't? Don't stop, I mean. What will they do?
I honestly don't know, Janie, but I have a very strong suspicion that there is nothing they can do to me.
But, Mom, it's an awful risk.
Oh, maybe, maybe not. Just need time, that's all. No decisions have been made.
Oh, all right then. But let me know, won't
you? Of course I will. Okay, bye. See you later.
Bye. Take care. Love you.
You've been listening to Episode 5, Season 9 of Am I Old Yet? And in this week's episode, you heard Wendy Lapp as Hera, Iris Seidenstein as Zeus, Roy Carruthers as Harry, and everybody else was me, Floyd Kennedy. So that's Nana and Helen and Janie and Susie. The music is from John Tila Barbera's album In the Labyrinth, which is available on Bandcamp. I do hope you'll go and have a listen to some more of his fabulous music over there. Okie dokie, that's it for now. Thanks for listening.